Exclusive, expert memo details socialist threat to American energy dominance. By Elizabeth Weibel on September 1, 2026. The policies of the Democratic Socialists of America, DSA, pose a threat to the United States' energy dominance, warns an expert memo provided to Breitbart News by the Republican lobbying and public affairs firm CGCN Group. The memo details how the policies in the DSA's platform, which call for full public control of major industries, punitive taxes on the rich, and the abolition of prisons. The Senate and the Electoral College are known for causing economic misery on a vast scale. In the memo from CGCN Group, it is also noted that America's complex, massive network of power plants, transmission and distribution lines, substations, oil and natural gas production sites, pipelines, coal and uranium mines, storage facilities, refineries, rail and truck transportation, among others, doesn't, and cannot, work by coercion. The memo also details how America's energy system functions daily not just according to the laws of supply and demand, but according to the laws of physics. It takes thousands of engineers and other experienced professionals working in the business, finance, law, and construction sectors to make America's energy system run as efficiently as possible, the memo also notes. CGCN's memo continues to state, "Call us skeptical that this process could work well when overseen by PhDs in post-structuralism and gender studies. Under such a system, these overseers would arbitrarily decide who should get what, when, and how. In other words, they would operate solely according to political caprice, with disastrous results for people and the economy." The memo continues to point out that the current energy system is already vulnerable to political distortion, and warns that in the early stages, socialism would threaten and erode the remaining disciplines that allow it to function. The rise of the DSA should not be easily dismissed, the memo adds. One thing about socialists, they are deadly serious about instituting, and then enforcing, their revolutionary aims. American energy, and indeed, America itself, is at a crossroads. Either we move more towards letting private actors decide how best to invest and allocate capital, or we increasingly over time entrust those weighty decisions to the political class. The memo from the CGCN Group comes as an economist/YouGov poll, which surveyed 1,589 respondents between August 7 to 10, 2026, found that 26% said they think most Democrats are socialists, while 42% said they did not think most Democrats are socialists. 32% responded that they were not sure. A CBS News/YouGov poll, conducted between August 12 to 14, 2026, which surveyed 2,287 adults in the United States, found that 58% of Democrats have a positive view of socialism, while 32% hold a positive view of capitalism. 18% of Democrats were found to have a negative view of socialism, while 50% had a negative view of capitalism.